This is Melanie.
Hey, Melanie, it's Sam at Cardiff. How are you?
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well. I just saw your email from last night. Just wanted to give you a call.
Yeah, I didn't know what you, again, because you work on the West Coast. I'm like, I wonder what his hours are. I mean, do you work on East Coast? Do you work on West Coast?
Yeah, I usually, it typically works out to just about East Coast hours. I start at 6:30 here today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very good. So a couple of quick things I had questions on. You asked me yesterday, I was not in a position where I could talk. So you asked me about going on the loan with Gary to see if my credit score would improve the terms. And so I went last night and I pulled an updated credit report. And my score also dropped, which I'm kind of surprised that it was 670. I was like, okay, I have to get an actual copy of this to find out. I haven't looked at it recently, but I don't know what caused it to drop. There's nothing negative on there.
Oh, okay.
So I just went ahead and requested a copy of it from, you know, my free annual creditreport.com because I hadn't pulled one this year. I thought, you know, the bank used to monitor our credit, and I never really thought about it. So I'll look at that. I also do have LifeLock on my credit line, and so you can't pull it unless I lift the LifeLock, and I can't remember my code to lift the LifeLock.
Oh.
I sent them an email. So I don't know how to, I tried to unlock my credit and I couldn't. So I'm like, oh my God, that's not good. So I don't even know how to do it anymore. It's like it's been such a long time. So, but they have it locked down and you won't be able to pull a credit report. Do you think you might have some terms for us to review?
So I went ahead last night before I left and I submitted the package with just
Gary.
With just Gary on there, yes. And I actually did come into, they sent me underwriting, sent back a question if, because we have you on the application, if I could get your information as well. But I can go ahead and give them that explanation if that's what we're working with. So with just Gary, I'm hoping to have an answer by this afternoon.
Okay, well, you've got it in there and you've got it submitted. Now, this is interesting. The gentleman who sent me to BFS Capital, I don't know how involved you are in that, because I had asked you, do you lend your own money or do you broker things out?
Uh-huh.
So the gentleman that arranged the loan for BFS Capital, I had reached out to him to get the payoff letter. So he then called me back yesterday afternoon and he said, are you working with the Bank of Cardiff? And I said, in fact, I am working with the Bank of Cardiff. And he said, do you know they just reached out to me to borrow money?
That would not be true. So I think I'm pretty familiar with the tactic. So we pulled Gary's credit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
means on his report, at the bottom of your credit report, it shows everybody that has an inquiry on your credit line.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we do a very similar thing. So when we get an application, we take a look at a credit report, we see the recent inquiries, and we can see mm-hmm. who people have been working with or at least been applying with. So as of yesterday, Gary has Bank of Cardiff on there. So it's a
okay.
very common tactic, especially if you're a broker, to kind of use that as a tool.
Well, this guy is involved with various forms of lending. In fact, he recently sent me a client to finance a boat for them. So I'm working with him on a different matter. And he said to me, you know, they were looking to broker deals to me through my company. And he said, it's very possible, Melanie, that if you're working with Bank of Cardiff, they're going to broker the deal to me. And I said, Andy, I had a conversation with Bank of Cardiff that they would not broker this loan, that this would not be a brokered loan. He said, okay, just want to let you know what's going on behind the scenes. You do what you want to do. You know, I got you the payoff. And that, very nice. And like I said to him,
sure.
I'm doing a boat loan for one of his customers on a different matter. So, but he was how Gary got to BFS Capital was through him.
Sure, sure. Yeah, no, I mean, you have
so
not been you have not been
circle.
Sent anywhere.
Okay.
Yes.
That,
no. And
say,
and before I
don't go to him.
Yeah. No. And I know that we talked about it, but sometimes it can be unclear. We do both. We're an in-house lender. We'll do. It's called participation, where we will do part, and then we have a kind of maybe three other lenders that we'll work with that will do part. Or if we can't do that, we can send it completely out of house. So they're all an option. And I know from our conversation that we don't want to do the brokerage part. And honestly, on our end, we don't want to either. It's better for us to keep everything in house. That's usually used as kind of a last resort to get options that we don't have in house.
Right.
But
well,
I know your file. I've got
other options. I've got the unsavory options. So we'll leave them out of the equation. It's not going to help me. Like I said, I'm working with him on another boat deal on a separate matter. So I've talked to him anyway, which is fine. But if you, like I said, my credit is on LifeLock. It is locked down. I did try to lift the lock, and I could not. So I went and requested a copy of the credit report from myfreecreditreport.com. And for some reason, it is a 670 as of yesterday. Now, I don't know why. There's no reason I don't know why. So I can shoot a copy of that over to you, but I would prefer if we continue just exactly as you have us going with Gary, not to slow the wheels of motion down.
Sure.
And then if I can get in there and get a copy of my own credit report from LifeLock, I want to see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If you do, I'm happy to, you know, have an underwriter take a look at it and even give you kind of like a consultation on the areas that are affecting the score the most.
Yeah. All right. That's very good. And I'll do that. I will definitely take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's a good resource. And you know what? While we're at it, I know we're kind of in the process of trying to get the house in order, I'll go ahead and get your guys' business credit report and send it over to you as well.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Yeah, most business owners haven't, but it has some pretty important information. Sometimes an important thing about it is not all the information on these business credit reports are always accurate. So if you have something on there that's not, it's great to clean it up.
Fantastic.
But what I'll do is I'll pull that today and I'll send it over to you.
Sam, thank you. That's great.
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Okay. I don't look at my job as just trying to get people loans, right? I want to be able to find options and make it better going forward. So fixing your credit is the way to go forward. Instead of getting a loan, let's do it.
Let's do that. Perfect. Thanks, Sam.
Absolutely. So we're at the point where I'm waiting for the answer from underwriting. It is Friday. Things can get pretty hectic on Fridays. So like I said, I'm hoping to hear something by the afternoon today. If I don't hear anything by the afternoon, I will absolutely give you a call and just keep you posted.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you again.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
If you have any more questions, give me a call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Melanie.